An icon of radio has died. Norman Corwin wrote and directed some of the most renowned dramas from radio's golden age. He was 101 years old. Independent producer Mary Beth Kirshner worked with Corwin for the last 20 years of his life when he found a new audience on public radio. She has this tribute.
I first met Norman Corwin when he was 80 years old. It was the 50th anniversary of one of his legendary radio programs called We Hold These Truths, a tribute to the Bill of Rights that aired in 1941, starring Jimmy Stewart.
Now the people of the states breathe easier. It's all down in black and white.
That broadcast had an astounding audience of 60 million people.
The parchment cracks and curls up at the edges.
Public radio was producing an anniversary remake of We Hold These Truths in 1991, updated by Norman and starring dozens of big stars, including James Earl Jones.
My friends, across town in Federal Hall, the First Congress is working on a Bill of Rights.
Actors, engineers, and producers like me of all ages gathered round to simply listen and watch as the master dramatist was back at work.
Fireworks, celebration, the Bill of Rights on its 200th anniversary.
I learned not long after that Norman Corwin's father had lived to be 110, and I thought, you know, we could have another 20 years to work together. I wanted to make documentaries about his most famous programs from World War II, like his masterpiece, On a Note of Triumph for VE Day, and 14 August, a piece CBS commissioned Norman to write overnight for VJ Day, starring Orson Welles.
Congratulations for being alive and listening on this night. Millions didn't make it.
But Norman had other plans. He said, you know, darling, I only had 24 hours to write that program for Orson. Would you mind if I took another crack at it?
Congratulations on being alive and listening. Millions didn't make it.
Charles Kuralt narrated his new script, saying, Norman is the writer at whose feet the rest of us sit astonished.
War has the voice of a million muzzles, and where it speaks, dust hangs in the air for weeks. Violence is consummate. No worm is safe. The bomb digs deeper than the mold.
No one ever wrote for radio like Norman Corwin. They called him the Bard. And it was a long list of luminaries who gathered round those last 20 years of his life to acknowledge his extraordinary influence. Ray Bradbury, Philip Roth, Walter Cronkite, Studs Terkel, and Robert Altman. Because Norman outlived so many of his peers, he was occasionally asked in interviews how he would like his obituary to read. Norman always hated that question, but eventually came up with an answer that suited him, and I have no doubt he'd want you to hear his version on this day.
Norman Corwin, aged 126, was killed yesterday in a duel with a jealous lover. Well, my gun jammed, you see.
I was at a wedding not long ago and happened to be seated next to a man who'd been a child actor during the golden age of radio. And I mentioned to him that I'd had the honor of working with Norman Corwin for the last 20 years. And he said, you worked with Norman Corwin? That's like saying you worked with Superman. Indeed.
Norman Corwin died yesterday at the age of 101. Mary Beth Kirshner was his producer for the last two decades of his life.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.